We're here on KSOM as we preview and look at the golf season. And we look at AHSTW Boys Golf with their head coach, Aaron Allspaugh. And, Coach, you were supposed to play golf on Tuesday night, but kind of cold and windy, not a very good day to go out on the course. So that match has been moved to Thursday with Cam and Xyrie HK. But you did have a meet on Tuesday night against Logan Magnolia and won that by 20 strokes over Low Mag. So what impressed you the most about your golfers from your first meet of the year?
Yeah, you know, our first practice wasn't until March 17th this year, which is a little bit later than in the past. So we've only had really 2 weeks of practice, and some of those days we didn't get to practice due to, you know, the Iowa weather in March. So fortunately, though, we did have some really nice days, and we were able to get out and at practice time, we like to play some holes or get out on the range and then get out on the practice green and do some chipping and putting. Later last week, we were able to, on Wednesday and Thursday, fortunately, have some really nice nights, not a lot of wind, we were able to do some qualifying rounds to kind of establish. We have 13 guys, and, you know, six can play varsity and four score. So we were able to have a couple qualifying rounds to establish who our varsity and JV was. And fortunately, last night, our both varsity and JV were able to play at Logan. And, you know, I was pleased with the first time out, especially only having a couple weeks of practice, and some of those days of practice were cut short. So last year, I think our best round of the year was a 175, and we were a stroke better than that last night with a 174. We have a lot of returners from last year, so a good start. Drew Lee was our leader, and he was our medalist, shooting a 41, and then Caden Jorgensen also tied with Zach Nielsen, shooting a 44. And they were the runner up. So, you know, a good start against a conference opponent. And, you know, our conference was really solid last year with Missouri Valley and Trainer and some of those teams at the top. And they've lost some from last year, but I expect them to be very good again this year. And we were supposed to go, as you mentioned, to Cam Anita tonight, but unfortunately the weather did not enable us to do that. But fortunately, we're going to make that up on Thursday, and that'll be a triangular meet with two other teams. So that'll be good, and two teams that aren't in the conference. So it'll be nice to kind of play some teams that we normally don't get to face.
Very good. I think the biggest thing for me last night is that everybody broke 50, all six of your golfers. So that's a good sign from a depth perspective. Let's talk a little bit about Drew Lee. I mean, he was the medalist with a 41. What do you see from him and his game that stands out the most?
You know, Drew, the thing that really stands out with Drew is he's very focused. He cares about the sport, and he takes a lot of pride in it. And he's always out trying to get better. You know, even after practice, he'll stick around and play a few more holes, just to kind of, you know, continue to work on his craft. And he's always there on the weekends and things like that. He's a really dedicated player, and his results have shown. You know, the great thing about Drew is he was a medalist last night, and he'll tell you he still wasn't satisfied. So, you know, which is good to see out of a player. So, yeah, he's leading the way. And then, like you mentioned, all of us, shot our top six, shot under 50 last night. And you know, Zach Nielsen's really come along as a senior, shooting a 44, and the same with Caden Jorgensen. So seeing some good things with them. Tyson Osbar is another senior that's also plays soccer as well, so he's really trying to balance his time with soccer and then getting out there at the golf course as well. And then Cash Freeman, another junior that was right around a 46 or 45. And then Kevin Rold is a freshman that's really stepped up, and he's also playing soccer. So, you know, I really commend them for being dual sport players and you know, really coming along. Andy Lund, I want to mention, is another freshman that was the JV medalist last night, just shooting just above 50. So, as you mentioned, depth, it's good to have those six, but we also have some younger guys that hopefully he can fill in some spots as well, just in case, you know, we have one of those guys that has to play soccer some night or something like that. So with the 13 out, we have some freshmen that are just kind of starting the game of golf, which is great. It's good for them to be out there and playing. And then we have some that have some experience as well.
What do you like about both Caden and Zach Raymond? And they shot a 44 with a tiebreaker. Caden wins runner-up last night, but obviously Zachary right on his heels, both right around the same time. How would you compare their games and what they bring for you?
Yeah, you know, they shot the same score, so I consider both of them the runner-up. Zach, they sometimes go on a just a one hole, or last night I think they just flipped a card or something like that. So yeah, both of them, like I said, Zach has really come along from the start of last year. He was actually to the end of last year, he was our received the most improved golfer award, and he's just kind of carried that along this year as well. He's out there just, you know, continuing to try new things. He's like, oh, I'll try this and see what works. Is that's a lot of the golf game. That's a lot of it is just, you know, you're sometimes you're trying to do new things to see if they work, and if they don't, then you scratch that. So I really appreciate that with him. And Caden's the same way. He's got a big stick. He can hit it a long ways. He can, he can really hit it off the tee. And if he does, that really helps his game. And now he's starting to kind of put it all together as well.
So you mentioned sometimes you got a couple of kids there who will be at other sports. So if that happens and you have a meet, go a little bit more into detail about some of the other kids that could, get into that top six and you might need to potentially to compete for you.
Sure. Both Tyson and Kevin are varsity players as of right now. They're in our top six, but like I mentioned, they're both out for soccer. So they do pick a primary. They're both play varsity soccer too. So like I said, they're dual sport athletes. So if there ever was a time where they went to, so like last night, they actually had a soccer game, but they were able to make it back. Soccer started at 7, so as soon as they were done golfing, they were on their way. So really appreciate that effort in committing to both sports. You know, that takes a lot of time and a lot of commitment. But, yeah, like I mentioned, there are some Andy Lund is a freshman that was just right behind there, just shooting just above 50. And then we have sophomore Sam Sturm that he's right along there in the qualifying rounds as well too, that could potentially be at a varsity spot at some point this time of year.
So when that happens, do you have to juggle the lineup a little bit, move Tyson and Kevin out, go send them out in the early groups so they can get out off the course in time to play soccer?
Yeah. Sometimes we'll do that. Most of the time, if we have, fortunately, we don't have a lot that lined up now Thursday. They'll have a soccer, so and they have a real clear to Des Moines, so that's where they'll have to pick their primary. But sometimes if we have a home meet, and then let's say they have a home soccer game, yeah, we usually try to get going right at 4 and get them in that first group, and so hopefully they can finish up pretty quickly. The good news is most of our meets are either dual meets or just triangular meets. We don't have a lot of multi-team meets. Really the only multi-team meets we have are our conference, and then of course sectionals. So that's the fortunate part, is most of our meets are done at a relatively early time.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I mean, that's one of the things why I like about spring sports is the ability to dual sport and for coaches to work together to make it happen. I think that's great and so essential at smaller schools for participation numbers and everything like that. So sure. I'm glad that works out. So, I mean, obviously this team is, you're off to a good start. You had a 20 stroke win over Lomag, a good beginning. What, as you go forward with this team, what are your expectations? How far can this team go?
Yeah, that's something we're going to have a team meeting tonight after our first, you know, just kind of discuss our first meet from last night. Because we probably can't get outside today. We canceled the meet. So that's one thing that we're going to talk as a team is we set some expectations at the beginning of the year, and one was to be right around where we were at our best meet last year, and we accomplished that last night. So now you know, where do we go from that? And I know all these guys want to continue to get better, and they want to improve their scores as the year goes on. And that's all we can really ask for. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're, you know, I would say as far as meets go, a lot of our meets are dual meets. So we want to, you know, win the majority of those. And then once we get to conference, we want to be towards the top half of the conference, and maybe even a little better than the top half, you know, like the top two or three. And then, you know, hopefully we can have some guys up in the, you know, as top scorers when we get to conference. And then the following week is sectionals. And last year we finished fourth at sectionals. We're not quite sure where we're going yet, but we think we just found out we are going to be 2A again this year. So when we find out where we're going, and hopefully we can, at sectionals, we're playing the best golf that we've been playing all year, and we're able to compete there. And who knows, we go from there and then, you know, on to districts and then maybe on to state. So that should be our ultimate goal. We know it's, you know, one step at a time, and golf can be definitely a fickle sport where, you know, you may shoot one round one day and then you just don't have the game the next day. So, but not to get too high or too low, to understand that can happen in golf, and to just try to stay focused and try to stay balanced.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and certainly best of luck to you and your golfers throughout the season. Let's hope the weather will warm up. I'm sure it will. Looks like it's going to be gorgeous next week, and may the birdies be with you. Thanks so much.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Aaron Allspaugh, head coach for AHSTW Boys Golf, joining us here on KSOM.